003, Thursday night, the sixth shiur in Perek Gimel.
Daf Chaf Amud Beis on the Mishnah, which is on Chaf Amud Aleph, Ayis Lahadir, of course. In other words, on in Perek Gimel, Halacha Beis, Chaf Amud Beis in the Ayis Lahadir, Perek Gimel Shir Vav. Okay, so what we had about the Zevo, the piles. So we had in the Mishnah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down, we're starting from. Hayaloi davamuot, what did the Mishnah say? Hayaloi davamuot, if you only had a little, in other words, there's 10 mashpelos to a ashpa, and you need 3, and you could have up to 3 ashpos, and as long as there's 10 in each, right, you could, right? So if you only have a little, unless you put it on the field in a way that it's clear you're not being mezavel the field, yamakasora yagbiasora or chitin alasela. Pasalotrein pisrin, the Gemara says, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the bottom on Chafamid Beis and Beis Vahadar. Pasalotrein pisrin. So the Grada in the Mishnah, the Marafulda in the Mishnah, Pasalotrein pisrin means there's 2 pshatim in the Mishnah. There's 2 ways to learn the Mishnah. Grada in the Mishnah, the Marafulda said one of the 2 ways. If you learn Marafulda on the Mishnah, he just said one of the 2 ways. That's all. I'm just pointing that out. Pasalotrein pisrin, there's 2 pshatim. The Marafulda says the Rabbanon in the Beis Medrash said 2 different pshatim. Pirish Rabbanon de Bei Medrash said the Pluktazol Shnei Perushim. They said 2 pshatim. The Pneumoisha just says that it means you could learn 2 pshatim in the Mishnah. There's 2 possibilities. Now we're going to see the 2 ways, and we're going to see there's differences lahalacha. So it makes a difference if the Gemara is just Mesutik, or if actually it was Machalikas Amayroam, I guess, in the Beis Medrash, because it has Nafkaminas Lalocha. Okay, Pasul HaTrein Pisrin. Grada the Gro and the Sugya switches around the order in which it's brought down. We'll see later, hopefully, if I can keep Cheshbon, why he did that. It's not just arbitrary, but he switches around the order in which the 2 Pshatim are brought down. So, okay. Pshat number 1. B'shehayaloi dvar muad b'toich sadehu b'shvias. In other words, he had a little means it didn't reach the amount of zebel needed on shvias that we said to avoid it shouldn't look like mezabel sadehu, but it was ready in the field from before shvias. It's left in the field. So that's when the Tanakamo says, Hareza Moisef Oilef Vahailech, because you're not really being Mazabal the field. And the idea is when you make the piles, so you're not being Mazabal the field, it's clear you're putting it there for storage. Let's assume for a moment, in the best oifen, you have the amount Chazal Kaiveya at one time, and you take it out and you put it down at one time. So we have in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the Perek, the Chazanish asks, like, Lamaisa, you're being mezavel at least that part, that point in the field. So he says it's lokaderech hamezablim, and it's clear that it's not as kamona to be mezabel. So memela and zibul is only mederabonon usher. So if you do it in this eifin where it's clear that your kavona is not lezabel and you're doing it for storage, that makes it mutter. So that's in the ideal case. Here the Mishnah is saying, so the first pshat is that he already had the Torch Sadeo. So you're not really being mezavel in the field. The point of the Gemara really is, the Zevel's there already. It's just that Chazal made a certain amount that it should be abundantly clear that it's storage. That you don't mean to be mezavel in your field. So, but if the Zevel's there already, so that's when the Tanakam is not there for you to add to it incrementally, you ultimately have to reach the Shear of Chazal. or else, you know, you violated Chazal's imperative that you have to do it in a certain amount, where it's clear that you're doing it for storage, it's such a large amount. But the Tanakhama was matter to do it incrementally when there was Zevel there before. That's what the first chat is. Mishaposku oiv de avoida. And of course, this is, and you still have the requirements of the Mishnah, because that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So of course, and there's this little, I don't know, maybe it is a chiddush. There's this little, even though we're mati to do little by little, as long as there was zevel there before, but the requirement of the Mishnah that this whole, the Mishnah said it in the context even of Chazal's huge storage piles. That they said even those huge storage piles should be only after people are not being mezavel the fields anymore. Like an added shmira to the whole geshäft is that even the huge storage piles you can only do after people are not mezavel the fields anymore. So now that we're being mat there little by little, I'm explaining why the Gemara speaks it out. Now that we're being mat there little by little, and the seifa of the Mishnah, we're being mat there little by little, and according to the first shot, it's only because there's zevel there already, so the Gemara feels the need to speak out that the requirement of Mishaposko Evdei Aveda is still there. Right? Or else, you know, Chazal still wanted that to maintain that safeguard that it's only if the people are not mezavel the fields anymore. Okay? And Reb Lezer ben Azariah Oyser, and on that, wait. Okay, I'm sorry. And on that, Reb Lezer ben Azariah argues and he asks. Now, we're going to see in a moment why. But
what did he ask?
He asked him, even doing that. Putting it...
With the shear? With the
no, not with the shear. Putting it out incrementally, without the shear. Okay. But there was zevel there before, and all you're doing really is adding to that zevel. So the first parish says that's the only time Tanakhama was mocked with it. And implicit in the Gemara's statement is that indeed to start... Bishvius, to put it out for the first time, to put out into the field, Bishvius Zevel. Little by little, the Tanakhama also would forbid. That's what the first parish is saying. That it's, Tanakhama was only matir if it was in the field from before Shvius, and you're only adding to that Zevel.
Oh, so if it was in the field before Shvius, you put it out like a Zevel or a storage?
It doesn't matter.
When
Shvius ended, when you hit Rosh Hashanah on Shvius, there's already zevel in the field.
So even if I put it there, it was out of the field.
No. What do you mean? You're putting on more? You're not putting on more to be mezavel the field.
No. Like put the original
zevel. Yeah.
Before Shvius.
Yeah. That was to be mezavel the field, presumably.
If I put it there to be mezavel the field, yeah. I can add on to it without making it.
As long as you reach the amount that Chazal wants you to have, and the heter, the kula, that you could do it incrementally, is only if you're only adding to existing zevel that's there already, you're putting on another layer. But to go start, but it would be usur to go start, the Mishnah's not being matir, the Tanakhama's not being matir, putting out zevel into the field for the first time in Shvius, as long as you ultimately reach the amount that Chazal want you to have. That's not mutter. And Reb Lezer ben Azariah asks even what the Tanakhama was matir. And the Gemara asks, my time of Reb Lezer ben Azariah, like, what's the reason? It's taka, like, and the Gemara answers, Shemel lo yimtzel ozevel, because he's not, maybe he's chayshish that he's not going to end up with the amount that Chazal lo koveya, v'nimtzel mezabel oso mokom. Now, v'nimtzel mezabel oso mokom, I'm explaining. L'chayra only means in the context of Chazal. Chazal required this huge amount that it should be clear at storage. Anything less than that is called nirik mezabel sadeh. So that's what the Gemara L'chayra means also. We're going to get up to that, okay. And we're going to see. We're going to see a difference, but we didn't learn that yet.
That would imply that
maybe he won't reach the amount Chazal.
That would imply that I for sure don't have at the moment enough to reach that, so I'm allowed to do some today and some tomorrow and some the next day.
That's what the Mishnah was talking about: some today, some tomorrow, some the next day.
Doesn't mean I have to bring out the remainder of the 10 last day.
that's exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. What is the stain of crime? What?
What is the stain of
crime? I'm not aware that there is a stain of crime. On Shvich, as long as you get there.
But until I get there, it doesn't look like
I'm being Zavah. That's the cooler, that as long as you reach it, and there was Zevel there from before, you ain't seen nothing yet. The other Pshat is going to have an even bigger cooler. We'll see in a moment. In a moment, this is already not such a big cooler.
And I can do this before this
money
becomes
a... No, Misha Pasku, that's what we spoke out. That's why you can only start doing it if the... After Misha Poskoa Deveyo or Misha Yikosher. What?
I'm not talking about starting with it, I'm talking about it in the middle.
Yeah, this Kula was only said, still with the rules of the whole shebang, which is Misha Poskoa Deveyo. You know, I said after Rosh Hashanah, okay, I shouldn't have said that. It's really much later in the year, it's like more like Pesach time. I don't know, whenever Misha Poskoa Deveyo is. That's, yeah.
So,
what's
Rav Elazar's answer? Why does he say that you're
losing Mazabal, so you're not being Mazabal? That's the Gemara's Kasha. I mean, I'm interpreting. My time with Rav Elazar means that's pretty, like, why in the world is he answering? What's he doing wrong? So, the Gemara's answer really is a simple answer. Let's not forget that we're still maintaining Chazal's requirements for the large, you still have to end up by Chazal's requirement of the large amount, that it should be very clear at storage. We're just mapping you to do it little by little, as long as you eventually get there. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is not mapping you to do it little by little, because he's afraid you won't eventually get there.
And it'll be
it's a little different than Marasayan, as we'll see. The Lashon HaGemara is different in a few lines when it says more beferish Marasayan, and then the Gemara starts talking about that the machlekes is whether or not yecheshit for Marasayan. So we'll see. There's a subtlety that this is. This wouldn't be called Maris Ayin. Chazal's saying that it has to be clearly storage, and anything less than storage is Nira Kemizabel Sodeyu. I might as well say it now. Nira Kemizabel Sodeyu, and many Drabonans, if you're sensitive to the Lashon, when Chazal asks a thing, because like, Nira Kemavashel, Nira Kedis, it's not necessarily from the perspective of an outsider looking in, and oh, he'll be Moira Heter, and then he'll do worse. That's Marasayan. Marasayan is something Chazal asked from the, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with it at all. They're just looking from the perspective of an outsider, Marasayan. That's Marasayan. Here, it's, like you say on Shabbos, you know, Nira Kimavasha. Chazal asked things.
It's
Nira Kimavasha. Chazal asked things that look like, but they asked it intrinsically. Yeah, it's like if you would be talking Londas and you would say Chachonim have the koyach to make a chetza de Yisura, so you would say they made it into a chetza de Yisura because it's near. Like you have my Shabbat, you have Nira Kemavashel, Nira is Nira Kemat. No, it's not Marasayan. It's not. It's a different perspective. It's a different outlook. Yeah, right. But it's not because of an outsider.
If you do this, you do Lashon.
Right.
I used to carry that problem with Dallas, and it was there.
You know what? We're learning the sugya now. Maybe you'll argue with me. I'm really doing... I'm violating one of the cardinal rules in Art Scroll. Is don't anticipate the end of the Gemara to the reader before he's had a chance to learn through the Gemara himself. And there are people who... We've rejected many samples because people can't do that. People, like, they know the end of the sugya already. And, what? Rashi's very careful not to do that. That's why so many times Rashi explains the Mishnah al pi d'havamin of the Gemara, because Rashi doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to feed you the end of the Gemara before you've had a chance to see how the Gemara develops in itself. Where does Rashi do that? Once in a while, in rare instances, when Rashi doesn't want you to get conniptions and a heart attack, he'll say, "B'gemara makshe umukim." That's the exception. That's not the rule. That's the exception. We follow Rashi. We learned from Rashi. Rashi was the first art scroll, Vitaina. Rashi was the first art scroll. Rashi was amazing. We followed Rashi. But that's the exception, not the rule. It's much more often that Rashi. Even in that, most of the time Rashi will only tell you, calm down, the Gemara is going to talk about it. He won't tell you what it's going to say. Even that. But so many times Rashi is with you at this point in the Gemara. And so I've fallen into that trap, and let's go back to, maybe you'll learn a different shot in the Gemara.
Where did the
attempt
to reach the 10
Mishnah? The Mishnah, that's the Mishnah's bid. That you need 10 Mashpelos in each Ashpah. The Chiddush, the last line in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Hayavoy Dover Muot, Moisavoy Levahayim. That's the Heter. That if you only have a little amount, it just hit me, it's Mashpah, if you have that amount now, you're not allowed to do that. It's very, that's like the type of thing the Chazon Ish would say. I don't know what to say. Rabbi Lezer's not chayish for that. Now you're getting into technicalities, whether since it's only midrabbonah, so if you drabbonah makula, maybe you'd rather take the chance. I don't know. Rabbi Lezer's chayish that you won't. Come to think of it, maybe the other way is true. That Rabbi Lezer would be moided that if you already have it, maybe the opposite is true. Not that that's a chumra, but maybe that's a kula. Maybe if you already have it, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's moided it, you can take it out little by little, because there's no chashash that you won't get to there because you already have it. Maybe that's the way it is.
So
maybe it's Mishum of Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, let's, you know, we could. Let's see the Marshal the Rashvilio. Shailo Davamut, but the Rashvilio, by the way, is Garius like the Grof. If you look at the Rashvilio, don't get confused. He puts the second Pshat in the Mishnah first. So, he also changes it around. So if you look at the Rashvilio, you want four lines from the bottom is the Pshat we just learned. Because he puts the second Pshat first. Shekhvar Haitzio Meir of Shvius. Tahashtu Bleshoir of Meir Elohoisik. She is Daming Loy Afilu Mat Mat. Dainu Achish Aposkar of the Avoida. No. Okay, let's go back to Shema lo yimtzel izevel ben imtzel mezabel is also mokum. So that's a strong lush and imtzel mezabel is also mokum. So the pashtus, it means in the context of Chazal's looking at it that way. Okay, well, there might be a different pshat, but that's the pashtus, and that's the way we'll learn now. Even though another cardinal rule is article that in Yerushalmi there's no such thing as what the pashtus is. It doesn't exist. That's we write in the Hagdama. There's no such thing in Yerushalmi as that's the pashtus of what the Gemara means. Nobody should be a Balgaiva enough to be able to say that in Yerushalmi. Yeah, right. So that's why we explain in the Hagdama why we did the Yerushalmi a certain way rather than, it's really different than the last 10 years of all the new Svarim popping out, all the new Yerushalmis with Perushim. So they picked a way to explain the Gemara. And we said we wanted very much to avoid that because we can't present a pshat and say that's the pshat, or that's the simplest pshat, or that's the basic pshat, or that's the most logical pshat. Who can do that in Yerushalmi? So we try to present the whole panorama, and then we have a way of doing it that you don't get totally confused. We hope. We think. We hope. We hope a successful. Buy the Yerushalmi and find out. My time of Rebbe, yeah, Pasal Apasal Chayran, there's a second shot. B'shehayaloi dover mu'at b'teich beisal erev shvius. Doesn't have to be in the field. B'hum avakesh loitzil atech sadeo b'shvius. Even then, harezer moisef oyle v'hoylech, misheposku oyv de avoida. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah oyser. And the Chazon Ish speaks out. We're going to look at the Chazon Ish because he gives a very good summary of the whole, all the sheets in this sugya. He speaks out that according to the second shot, the Elazar ben Azariah would be moida that the first case is mutter. But this is what he asks. My time with the Elazar ben Azariah, Shema lo yimtzel zevel, v'nimtzel mezabelus also mokum. So it's the same words, it's true, but we're going to see it in a few lines. The Gemara talks about Marasaya. So again, my time at the Blessed Ben Azariah, Shema lo yimtzel lo yizevel, Oh, no. I'm sorry. Wait. Benimtza Mezabel is also Mokum. So this is Mamish Mezabel also Mokum. Mm-hmm. Right? This is Mamish Mezabel also Mokum because he's putting down fertilizer. Now, if you don't do the amount that Chazal said, so your Mamish Mezabel also Mokum. Okay. Okay, but certainly here, it's certainly you could say so. Maybe before was Myrosayan, and this is the one that's Nirik and Mezabel. In other words, even if you'll say that you're not Mezabel also Mokum Mamish, we'll see. You know, let's see the Gemara and we'll work it out. Let's learn the Gemara and work it out. V'leik kvarhu mezubel me'er of Shvias.
This is why the Gros switches it.
Oh, this is probably why the Gros switches it, because the Pashtus, this is a kasha on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah according to the first pshat. It's like, what's wrong? V'leik kvarhu mezubel me'er of Shvias. What in the world is he doing wrong? In other words, I, before the Gemara already said, my time with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so I said over the Gemara wrong, I guess. No, I was anticipating this kasha, I guess. Now, before, when the Gemara just said, my time with the blood of Ben Azariah was more like an innocuous kasha. Like, why does he ask her? Tanakama seems logical. So he answers, Shem Elohim Salei Zebel, because maybe you won't reach the amount Chazal wanted to reach. So now the Gemara is already asking a more piercing question. Like, what in the world is he doing wrong? Like, how are you going to be magdir what he's doing wrong? That's really the Gemara's kasha. If it's mezubel ba'oimei, so how are you going to be magdir what he's doing wrong? So Rabbah, what? That's what the Gemara's assuming. You're not doing anything to the field. So that's what I would say over the kasha. How are you going to be magdir exactly what he's doing wrong? Below kvorhu mezubel me'er shvias. So that's why the Gemara switches it around, because this, yeah, L'chayri, it's jumping back to the first pshat. Okay. The Marafulda has a very interesting, different take on the whole sugya, which maybe we'll see and maybe we won't, and according to that, you don't have to switch it around, and it makes sense. I'm just mentioning that. Okay. Let's go weiter. Let's learn the pashtus. It's a flashback to the first pshat, or according to the Gur and the Rash Rilio, you don't have to say that. You say it's very Masudar. Rabbo Rav Yirmiya Rabbun Barchia, v'shem Rabbo Barmamo, mitnei maras ho'ayin, at sheyotzi esem ishbolos ka'achas. Oh, so I made a mistake, right? The Gemara is answering that according to the first pshat, it's maras ayin. This is maras ayin. This is the one that's maras ayin. In other words, the second pshat, which has you putting out zevel l'chatchila, so matis glorist, but l'maisi is not being mechavan to be mezabel, so that I would categorize as, but you know, you're putting, if you don't put out, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds, if you don't put out 10 mashpelos, so that in effect, so to speak, is mezabel sadehu. Even if you don't mean to, but I would call that like Nirik and Mezabel Sodeu, the intrinsic Nirik. What? Yeah. Right. In other words, here Chazal decided to aser it, even though in other malachas, when you don't have kavana, sometimes Chazal will matter it straightforwardly, sometimes they will matter it with a shinui. And here maybe you can call it with a shinui too. Here they will matter it when you have your amount that's clearly storage.
So we're saying just the malacha
of the first of all, Dovah Shem Miskabin is mutter. Second, in Hilchah Shabbat, Dovah Shem Miskabin is mutter, not potter of loss.
Well,
Segresha is not potter of loss, but Segresha is also Medir Isaac.
Shvius?
No, by Shabbos. By Shvius it's mutter.
That's
Also, Chazal decided when it's near it. Then Chazal came along.
Yeah.
First of all, it's not that poshut that segreshe on Shvius is mutter. It seems to be that way. Many take issue with that and have other ways of explaining all the apparent rayas that yes. Others say that in a melacha d'oraisa it would be usur, and it's only in a melacha d'rabbanon that segreshe. So that's safe enough for us now. Zibul d'rabbanon. So it would apply here. So good. So let's assume that. That seems to be, the Chazon Ish is very strong that that's the case, that segreshe and shviyas is mutter. And that seems to be the easiest way to get through many Gemaras with that assumption, and many Mishnayos is with the assumption that segreshe and shviyas is mutter, at least in Melachos Drabon.
Well, it's got to be otherwise when you put a rest in Mishpahs.
What?
If it wasn't, you wouldn't even be able to put out the
Esther Mishpahs. No, maybe there's other reasons. I don't know if it's, maybe it's like Derech Sibul. But that's, you know, that's, that, it is explained that way by many. So, you know, I'm not saying that's wrong, because many do explain it that way. Okay, so, Nochamos, I made a mistake. In the first shot that you're being, that you're adding to Zevel that was there from before, so that's where that's the Gemara says Marasayan, that Reb Lezer ben Azariah is called Marasayan. And according to the way we're learning in the Gemara now, this is a little lav dafka, because you don't have to take out Esa Mishpolos Ka'achas, you just have to take out whatever's needed to create Esa Mishpolos Ka'achas. Because you have, if the Gemara here is talking about that you have Zevel there from before, so you only have to add another, let's say, 9 Mishpolos till you reach the number 10. So the Lashna Gemara is a little lav dafka, you have to say, Achiyotzi Esa Mishpolos Ka'achas. But it means, okay, at one time you have to reach the number 10. Okay. So this is straightforward Marasayan. Because you can't be Magdir. There was Zevel there before. So the Gemara has no other way to be Magdir, the Isser of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, other than to say Marasayan. People don't notice, they don't see. There's no big storage pile. So they see you putting out Zevel, that does it. The less the Rabbanim may Marasayan. Okay. Omer of Idi, Duchutra, I guess, name of the city. Yeah. Omer of Idi, Duchutra, Salo, Umagrefo, Mochichanolov, Shehu Osa Ashba. Whatever the tools that they use to make the storage piles, so that makes it Nikar. So, what do you have to say? You have to say that, you know, again, it's so funny. Like, it's after Poskoy de Avodah. The Salam Agrifo don't help you to make less than what Chazal or Kaveya is the amount you need for a storage pile. For a storage pile. So, it's like very limited. The Salam Agrifo Mechichan Olav is mamish for this case. That, in, that meanwhile, till you reach the, we're talking about Issa Marasayan. The Tanakhama asks it if you're doing it fresh for the first time. Tanakhama also asks. And if you don't reach the amount Chazal said, it's also Aser. And if you do it before Poiske of the Avoida, it's also Aser. So this whole Salom Agrifo Mochichan Olav is like for the limited scenario of where it's after Poiske of the Avoida. And there's already a little Zevel out in the field. And it's just that he's being moist of Oliver Heilich. And so what's he do? Right. So, okay. So that's, yeah. Okay. Wait. Okay. Sure. Okay. Now I want to go over the Chazon Ish. Makes like a few very good points. Shom, Bloikvar Mazubul Humer, Shvius Kaidim Shiyitsko Ev the Avoida Zor, Poisim Shiyitsko Ev the Avoida Osrulas Sashpatois. Mishum shiachterduhu shadaiti lavad b'shvias. Notes that everybody's moiled to. Before Ibn Avoy deserve a stop, people are going to think that he's planning. This is a different. It's not nirikim azabel, and it's not. Right? The Chazanish is going methodically through all the din. He's saying, if you do it before Poskov de Avoida, then even if you make these huge storage piles, it doesn't matter. People are going to say that you're planning on working your field on Shvius, because it's before Poskov de Avoida. So that's for sure, Russ. Okay, you're not going to work your field this year. That would be it. So if you make the big storage pile, wait till it's shrugged. Hello? Who else calls me from 08? That's my name. Okay, so after Poskov de Avoida, so then there's no more chashash, you're going to be working the field in Shvius, but then there's a chashad that you're being mezabel the field. So Chazal said, okay, you're going to make this pile, you're going to make this amount. Avol pachos mikashir osru, af she'ein machshav pe'lezabel. Okay. Okay, the less the hula rabbanim and they mara so ayin, what's the loimer? Hello, kol ashirin de masnisin, hain they mara so ayin. Shalo yach shaduhu kinuskavin lazabel. Wait. Hello, kol ashirin de masnisin, hain they mara so ayin, shalo yach shaduhu kinuskavin lazabel. Wait, the Gemara is asking only on adding. No, this is not enough. Because we're going that he's moide, the Tanakhama is moide that it's osur to start fresh, right? No. What are we in? We're in that there was zebel there from before, right? So the less, like verbazubal who, so the more answers marasayan. The less will the rabbanon name marasayan. Umishani salav and grief and mochichan olav. This is not enough, because then why only in this case when you're only adding? We're going in the pshat in the Gemara that you can't start anew being mezabel your field. The Chazanish is not dealing with that. Chazanish is not, he must vayta. You understand what's bothering me in this Chazanish? He doesn't deal with the fact, if it's all the same, and it's the Gemara's question of the lesser Rabbanim they Maris Ayin is the whole din of the Mishnah is only Maris Ayin, and then the answer is Salo Magrifo Mochichen Olav, the Somchu Al Zeh Lahoka Lahitzi Ma'at Ma'at, but you still need ultimately the amount Chazal said. Just this much. But he doesn't deal with, so why is it also to start from the beginning? Why is it also according to this pitaron to start if there was nothing there from before?
That's an additional
one. Again, Hashem doesn't deal with that here. Now I'm jumping to the next chazanish. This was Yud Ches Vav. I'm going now to Yud Ches Zion. Pasul Ot Train Pisri. Vinei Lepisra Kama Chachamim Ati. What's he calling Kama? He's going now with the grow. Okay. According to the Pshat, the Chachamim Atir Moedit of the Mula Techs of the Yav Shein Besod Eklum, V'loi Chashin Al Mezabel, Kivin, Ayyabim Mamash Mezabel? Kivin Shein Daiti Lezabel, El Elasos Ashpasa. You're doing storage, you're Ainam Chavim, you're doing storage. You don't deal with secretion, okay? You know, that's, you talked about in other places, I guess. You're doing storage. For Blessed Ben Azariah Oyser, Bishum Neshem Elo Yosef Olav, V'nimtsa Mezabel. So that we said that's not of the Marasayan variety. That's of the of the intrinsically. It's still you're not mechavel, like you said. You're still not mechavel. Like he's not changing around the whole Hilchos Shviyos l'chayra. He's not making a revolution in the whole Masechta Shviyos. But l'mais, it's more intrinsically also like nira k'mavasha. Avlam hoya b'sod the dov amuot according to this chat. After Blazer ben Azariah Moisef Olav, and according to the other pshat, Kol she'ein shom zevel af chachamim moedim de osur, v'lo hitiru chachamim ela lohoisef al zevel shebesodeh. If you do it incrementally, for Blazer ben Azariah Oisef is there she'ein akol nistaklin bedikduk v'yachsheduhu limezabel. V'nei luchuli am loychay shina shem loyimtsu zevel. That no one says. Why doesn't the Gemara express it that way? That maybe you won't reach the shear, and like Lamafreya, you'll have done it wrong. The Gemara only expresses it in terms of Venimsa, but it's near it. I don't know. I thought according to the second shot, that is what the Gemara is saying. So I thought it depends on the two pshatim. In the pshat that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is asering when you're putting it out for the first time, so that is really what the Gemara is saying, that we're afraid you won't reach the level of Ashpasa, and therefore it'll turn out retroactively that you didn't do the Shir Ashpasa, and you violated Chazal's requirement. I don't know what he means by Vinei L'chuli Alma. Vinei L'chuli Alma by Cheshina. I think he means in the second shot that all you could do. He means l'chuli alma that all you could do is add. L'chuli alma in this shot that all you can do is add. So both chachamim and Reb Elazar ben Azariah are not afraid. Shema lo yimtsa zevel v'nimtsa shloi osa shir ashpasa. In other words, in this, it's all onlookers will look marasayim. Why does the Gemara say only marasayim? Why doesn't the Gemara say, if you don't reach the level that Chachamim will convey, so you didn't do Chazal's requirement? L'maisa Chazal required 10.
What's the problem? What's the problem with that?
So then why not ask on Chazal? Why did you need 10 for?
You know
So then, why doesn't the Gemara simply say that we're afraid that if you won't reach the 10, so you didn't do what Chazal said? Like, why? I guess he's learning that it sounds like a new thing. A new thing of Marasayan. And the Tanakhama doesn't hold a Marasayan. Why doesn't the Gemara simply say that Blazer ben Azariah holds V'nei l'chuli am aloi chai shin Hashem aloi yimtza zevel v'nimtza shaloi osa shir ashpasa. Why can't you simply say that? That's what... The shir ashpasa hu ragedar shen godru chachomim. If you're planning on making the Shir Ashpasa, the Chazanish says, so that it should really be mutter.
Okay. So, don't be kiddush. What? So let's go over what we have. We're saying like this. The Gemara apparently is saying that in the pshat that you, it's only mutter to add. Let us now make sure we understand. Let's take the pshat that it's only mutter to add, according to the Tanakhama, and Ablezer asks even that. And then the Gemara asks, why in the world he asks that? Halo mezubal v'oimidhu. So the Gemara then says, maybe you won't reach the level of this, and then it'll only, and it'll be Marasayan. Right? That's the Gemara answers. The name Marasayan. So that means adding to an existing Zevel. So you're not being Mezavel Yithiyot now. But Chazal still so the Chazanish has a good point. Like, why don't you just say, everybody holds you have to reach, I guess that's what Chazanish is bothered by. Why don't we simply say to Belezim and Azariah, well, what happens if you don't reach the 10? Shemelo Yimtzel Zevel, he'll never reach the 10. So, I guess we're only bothered by Marasayan, like, we're not bothered by that you violated Chazal's Takana. That's what the Chazon Ish points out. Do we agree with the Chazon Ish or not? The Chazon Ish says that from the Gemara you see that if you're in, at least if you're adding, we're in this chat. Let's not worry about the other chat. If you're adding to an existing Zevel, so it's clear in the Gemara, L'choyre, Chazon Ish says, let's see if we agree, that if you don't reach the amount that Chazal required, it's only a problem because of what the Gemara calls Marasayan, and it wants to know the less the Rabbanu named Marasayan. No, I'm making a mistake. When the Gemara asks the like for whom is Zubal Meir of Shvias, the Gemara doesn't answer because maybe you won't reach the amount. That's where the Chazir is coming from. The Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara does not repeat what it says before. See, before, it's very confusing. When the Gemara said before my time at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when it started the Sugya, and it just asked like the innocuous question, my time. So there it said, Shemelo Yimtzelo Yisavel, V'nimtzel Mezabel is also welcome. That was the Lashon HaGemara. Shemelo Yimtzelo Yisavel, V'nimtzel Mezabel also welcome. Even though you're just adding. So the Gemara does say that maybe you won't reach the Shir of Chazal. B'nimza Mezabel also Mokom. Then later the Gemara asks, so what's wrong with that? So that's a funny question. The Gemara might as well ask, why do Chachamim need the amount that they need for storage? Why don't they say you can get away with less? You can only add to existing Zevel. That's what the Gemara is saying. If you don't put out 10 at once, then you... No. You can't bring it out a little at a time. Because of Marasayan. Actually, that's why the Gemara is medayik to say, So let's go over the Gemara. So when the Gemara said before, when the Gemara asked before, my time of Elazar ben Azariah, so it must have held, let's take it slow. We're talking about Moisef Zevel. You can eat a little at a time. The Gemara said, my time of Elazar ben Azariah. That means the Gemara held that there is a compelling logic in Tanakhama. Tanakhama is logical, right? It's logical. Tanakhama is logical. Stop. I want to see if I understand that. Why is Tanakhama logical? So Tanakhama, Tanakhama is logical. If you, Chazal war machayiv, you can put it all out at once. It's all, you go little by little. Why is it usher if you're going to start? Because that's already Mezavel Mamish. Like, whoa. Like that they didn't allow. No, it's not because you won't reach the 10.
But because right now it's too close to real melacha, like you mamish being mezavel your field. That Chazal never allowed, unless you put out 10 at once. Right? We're in that lashon. If you put out 10 at once, okay. Are you for being mezavel your field? Okay. And miskalim segregation, blah blah. If you only put out a little, that's already mamish being mezavel your field. So you can only add. You can only add. But wait. But the Gemara held, okay, having said that, the Gemara held that Tanakama is logical. It's logical to be matir, to do a little at a time. Well, let me talk a minute. As long as you're adding, as long as you're not starting being mezabel, there's already zevel there. So, okay, and you're going little by little, till you reach what Chazal said. So that's logical. So the Gemara starts off, my Tanakama is are you? Tanakama is logical. The Gemara says, maybe you won't reach 10. Maybe you won't reach 10. So why is it usur? What do you mean, why is it usur? Because I'll send. They want a certain amount there, and less than that is nirik mezabel, I would call it. So wait, if that's true, so then what's the pshat in the kasha v'loy kvar hu mezubel me'er of shvius? Yeah, okay.
Is it because Shemuel used to level with it?
You can't read the Gemara that way. You can't read the Gemara that way. The Pasul or Pasul Chayrin.
What?
You want to read it? My time is going to say something. Is that
reason? Because
Shemuel
used to level.
I think the like, what's the Hagdara? Morgan's what's the Hagdara? In other words, if he plans on reaching 10. No, it's like asking again, but the Tanakama's logic is still compelling. In other words, the Gemara held that if we can't intrinsically fault what you're doing, because it's mezubel v'oymed, right? And you're working towards Chazal's goal, right? Ehrlichly. It's not like he's secretly going, ha 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 ha, I know I'm not going to reach 10, right? And the Gemara held that Tanakama was logical, or else it wouldn't have said my time to Elizabeth is, right? To have asked even my time to Elizabeth is, it had held that Tanakama was logical. So it held it's logical. Okay? So he said, because maybe he won't reach 10. Now the Gemara is really probing further. And it's saying, if we can't forbid objectively what he's doing now, because it's mezubel v'omet, right? So then the Tanakama is really compellingly logical. Like for mezubel me'er of shvius, so you can't answer what he's doing now in objective, inherent terms, because he's only adding to the zevel. Elamai, he won't reach the 10. So Gemara holds that Tanakama's logic is very compelling. That as long as he's planning on reaching the 10, and it should be mutter. Like, the Gemara obviously didn't hold that just to straight, well that is the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is no. The Blazer Mizraya holds that because of Maris Ayin, see, that's what the Chazanish, the beauty of the Chazanish. He's saying, you see, but you still need Maris Ayin. The Gemara wouldn't just answer, I'm sorry, Chazal said you need the storage amount, and if you don't have the storage amount, it's usur, end of story, go home. No. The Tanakama's logic is so compelling, that's what you see. You see that the Tanakama's logic, that it's nistavra, that Chazal allowed you to make this huge storage pile little by little, is so compelling that it's only with Maris Ayin that the Gemara is able to say a logic in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah why you have to take everything out at once. You're right that the Gemara is certainly saying, and therefore even if you have it all in your house, it's also. But that's what the Gemara is saying, because of Maris Ayin. Tanakama's logic is so compelling that it's only because of Maris Ayin that now, wait. Oh, but in the second shot, then I think of Elazar ben Azariah has a logic without Marasayim. If you're putting it out fresh, so Rosh Hashanah is saying, hey, if you're mamish doing an act of being mezabel your field, you gotta put out all 10 at once, that it's storage. If you don't put out all 10 at once, that's why the Gemara said, my time to Blizzman Azariah in the second shot in the Mishnah, Shemelo Yinsel Ezebel, the Nimsa Mezabel is also Mako.
But if it's not Marasayim.
Which Pshat are you in?
It doesn't matter. I don't know which is the first.
Right. Let's stick with our gears, I guess.
Okay, fine. So in the second shot. If it's not, that's what we're saying, that there wasn't more on it, right?
In the second shot, you're putting it out fresh.
Right.
Then the Blizzman Azariah is very logical.
But
it's no Chazal allowed you to do little by little. And if you don't reach it, so the Chazal says, if you don't read it, you didn't do an Averil Mafreya. You meant well, and you tried your best.
What? If there's no Marasayim, you're still being Mizal.
It's called severe, it's a Machloikas in the Iker Takon. It's like saying, when Chazal said you have to put it out, only this amount. Look, we would all like it very much if Chazal would have been mati you to put out zevel in your field as long as you're not mechavet to be mezabel. Unfortunately, that's not the case. They said it has to be a certain amount where it's clearly storage. Now, it's a very logical machlekes. I could probably find you other such machlekes in Shas where machlekes. Do you have to do it all at once? Could you do a little by little? It's a very logical shiloh. According to the second posar. That's the machlekes on the kamal of mezabel. It's very simple.
Is that clearly for storage? The fact that I'm being mezabel as a machlekes doesn't matter.
That was implicit in the Mishnah.
Okay.
No one ever thought that if you put it all out.
Little by little, it's still clearly for storage.
No one holds that putting it out all at once is usur if you're doing it for the first time. No one holds it's usur. That was clear in the Mishnah that if you put it all out at once, you could even be mezabel the field.
So putting it out little by little.
Except that it's only little by little, so it's not so clear. Well, so that's the machlokes. That's a very logical way. Are we arguing or agreeing? I don't know what we're doing now.
That's Shah Marasayim, you're saying.
No, but that's the Shah Marasayim. I think there's a very logical machlokes in the Iker Takonas Chazal according to the second shot. But did Chazal say you have to do it all at once? Or did they let you do a little by little? Very straightforward machlokes. And the Blessed Ben Azariah really hold that they didn't let you do little by little, but only because they're afraid you'll never get there.
And?
The Nimsu Mezabel Sodei.
But even if you get there, Nimsu Mezabel
Sodei. I don't know what you want. I don't know what you want now. To me, you're like arguing now with the Iket Takonos Chazal.
No, I'm saying that.
They were not there.
That's the only difference between them. No?
I don't Chazal said you can drink a fifth kais of wine after the afikoman. Yeah?
Yes.
You have to drink a revius. Right? Can you drink a little by little? Yeah. You know, you have to drink a little. I'm making up, you know, I mean, right? Oh, no, there is such a thing. It's not after the afikoman. It's after the afikoman, right? You can drink a fifth kais if you want. But you have to drink a revius. It's only that's called the kais. So, you know, can you drink a little by little? There must be hundreds of machlekes throughout Shas like that. Chazal will matter this, right? I say doichalois. I say if you hold, you can eat matzah of chadash. Let's say you can't, but let's say you hold, you could because of doichalois. So do you have to stuff the whole kavayis into your mouth at once so that the assay could be doichalois? No, you're eating a little by little. It's a very common phenomena that even though you have to reach a goal, but you can do a little by little. The little bit of Azariah asses. I see because Mamet, you're doing a Maisa Zibo on Shvius. We're in the second shot. You're putting it out fresh. That I understand. I understand why the Gemara doesn't have to probe further. There's nothing not like this. In the first shot that you're only being Maisif, the Gemara, to me, I'm saying this shot, this is what I think. To me, the Gemara says, it starts off with that Chachamim are logical. It then reiterates a question because it holds it's compellingly logical. Wait a second. What in the world are you doing wrong? You're working towards the goal of the amount Chazal said, And you're not doing anything inherently wrong now because there's already Zevel there. Like, Ribbono Shel Olam, what are the blessings? What is Aryeh you want? That's the reiteration of Valoi Mezubel Kvar Me'er Shvias. And the Gemara answers, Marasai. Okay, I have to stop here. Hey, Lom de Shashir. Do you have a car here?
I have a car.
I know, I'm going to need a ride, yeah.
Where?
To the Ayalom stop.